Role-playing and situational exercises are powerful tools in Ikigai coaching, allowing the client to concretely experiment with new behaviors and develop relational skills. By creating a safe and benevolent space, the Ikigai coach invites the client to step out of their comfort zone and explore new ways of being and acting in line with their deep aspiration. Role-play involves taking on a fictional character in a given situation in order to live a simulated experience and draw lessons from it. In the context of Ikigai coaching, role-play can be used to help the client project themselves into a future situation where they fully embody their Ikigai. For example, if the client's Ikigai is to become an inspiring speaker, the coach can suggest acting out a scene where they give a lecture to an enthusiastic audience. By embodying this role, the client can experience the associated positive emotions, identify skills to develop, and anchor a motivating vision. The situational exercise, on the other hand, involves reproducing a real situation the client has experienced in order to explore it from a new angle and experiment with different strategies. The Ikigai coach can suggest a situational exercise to help the client overcome an obstacle or manage a delicate interpersonal relationship. For example, if the client struggles to assert their boundaries in response to demands that take them away from their Ikigai, the coach can suggest reenacting a scene where they clearly express their needs and priorities. By practicing in a safe environment, the client develops their self-confidence and their ability to act in alignment with their Ikigai. To use role plays and situational exercises effectively, the Ikigai coach must show creativity, flexibility, and discernment. It is essential to choose situations that resonate with the client's key issues and offer a rich learning potential. The coach can draw on elements shared by the client in previous sessions, such as aspirations, challenges, or significant interactions. They can also propose archetypal situations that echo universal themes, such as the quest for recognition, self-surpassing, or contributing to a meaningful project. Setting up a role play or a situational exercise requires meticulous preparation and a clarification of the framework. The Ikigai coach ensures to define the roles, context, and objectives of the exercise, while leaving some freedom for improvisation and spontaneity. They encourage the client to connect with their feelings and intuitions, rather than striving to do well. The coach can also take on a complementary role, such as a benevolent or challenging counterpart, to stimulate engagement and experiential learning. After each exercise, a debriefing time is essential to anchor insights and lessons. The Ikigai coach invites the client to share their experience, emotions, and thoughts, helping them connect with their actual situation. They can ask questions like, "How did you feel embodying this role? What does this experience reveal about your strengths and areas for growth? How could you transfer this learning to your daily life?" This integration time allows to transform the simulated experience into a concrete change catalyst. Over the sessions, the Ikigai coach can propose a progression in role plays and situational exercises, adjusting the level of complexity and challenge according to the client's needs and progress. They can also invite the client to imagine and stage their own scenarios, reinforcing their autonomy and creativity in fulfilling their Ikigai. Regular practice of role plays and situational exercises develops the client's flexibility, adaptability, and self-confidence, key skills to navigate with agility in a constantly evolving world. By integrating role plays and situational exercises into their toolbox, the Ikigai coach offers the client a space for experimentation and transformation through action. These powerful devices foster embodied and lasting learning, rooted in emotional and sensory experiences. They enable the client to connect with their resources, overcome their perceived limits, and dare to fully express their Ikigai. By playing today the inspiring roles of tomorrow, the client gives themselves the permission to become the main actor of their life and personal fulfillment. Key takeaways: role plays and situational exercises are powerful tools in Ikigai coaching, allowing clients to experiment with new behaviors and develop their skills. Role play allows the client to project themselves into a future situation where they embody their Ikigai, while a situational exercise helps them explore a real situation from a new angle. The Ikigai coach must choose relevant situations, offering rich learning potential and resonating with the client's challenges. Thorough preparation, clear delineation of the framework, and debriefing are key to ensuring the effectiveness of the exercises. Debriefing allows for the anchoring of insights and transforms the simulated experience into a concrete lever for change. Regular practice of role plays and situational exercises boosts the client's flexibility, adaptability, and self-esteem. These tools promote embodied and sustainable learning, grounded in emotional and sensory experience, allowing the client to become the main actor in their personal fulfillment.